Lesson 4F. A bumpy ride.
In February 2007, about 200 paragliders were in Australia for a few days to prepare for the World Championship. They included Eva Wisniewska, a German paragliding champion. One morning, as the competitors were getting ready to take off, they noticed that a thunderstorm was approaching. However, they decided to carry on. After all, these were the best paragliders in the world. They were certainly skillful enough to keep away from some dark clouds, or so they thought. Unfortunately, as the competitors took off, the weather quickly became worse. Eva tried to get away from the storm, but two enormous clouds came together and trapped her. That was the start of the most terrifying and dangerous experience of her life. The clouds pulled Eva up inside the storm like a leaf in the wind. She flew higher and higher, with lightning and hail all around her. "I was shaking," she told reporters afterwards. "The last thing I remember, it was dark. I could hear lightning all around me." She rose to an altitude of nearly 10,000 metres. That's higher than the top of Mount Everest. And then she lost consciousness. At that height, the temperature was about minus 40 degrees Celsius, and there was very little oxygen. Death seemed certain. For 40 minutes, Eva was unconscious. When she woke up, she was still inside the storm. It was dark, and hailstones were flying past. They were as big as tennis balls. Her glider was spinning above her head, but it was still in one piece. Eventually, Eva came out of the storm cloud and saw a small farm on the ground. She headed towards it and landed safely. She fell to the ground and rolled over, too weak and confused to call for help. When her team reached her, she was 60 kilometres away from the place where she took off. She was covered in ice, but alive. Godfrey Wenis, the organiser of the championships, described Eva as the luckiest woman in the world. "This is like winning the lottery 10 times in a row. That's how lucky this woman is. There's no logical reason why she got away with it," he said. Sadly, a Chinese competitor was not as lucky as Eva. He flew into the same storm and died. Eva had frostbite on her ears and legs and went to hospital for treatment. But a few days later, she competed in the World Championship. "Flying is too fantastic to stop because of an accident," she said.